Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Super freak, she's super freak, dang, yow. Everybody sing. Super freak, super freak. She's a very special girl. From her head down to her toenails. Yeah, she'll wait for me in backstage with her girlfriends. In a limousine. Three's not a crowd to her, she says. Room 714, I'll be waiting. When I get there, she's got incense, wine, and candles. It's such a freaky scene.
Freaky scene.
That girl is pretty kinky.
The girl's a super freak.
The kind of girl you read about.
In Chillwit magazine.
That girl is pretty wild now.
The girl's a super freak.
I really like her taste her.
Every time we meet.
They always have some investment in music during this portion of each hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What we have playing in the background, one of Rick James' most successful tunes called Super Freak, dedicated. He's kind of a super freaky looking guy himself. Ever looked at a picture of him? No, huh? I must be running a one-way talk program here.
There you go.
Oh, there.
There. Yeah, yeah, very freaky.
Rick James is a sort of dirty prince. You think yes or no? I mean, look at him. Just dirty. I don't know. We're having a little Rick James concert because he is in the news. And he's been dead for, what, 10 years? When did he die, this guy? I'm gonna get, okay. Where is everybody? Hello, my mic on.
Who's Rick James?
Rick James was a rocker of some note. Autobiography just published, and the book was it's called Glow, written by Rick James with musical biographer David Ritz. Has the tales of his drugs, his rock and roll. I mean, why would that scare you? Look at a picture of this guy. Why would you think there would be anything going on with him? You got any more of his music, Kara?
Yeah, he died August 6, 2004.
Yeah, right.
11 years.
Okay. So what is there that... Did you find yourself being a fan of his?
Well, I mean, I liked him. Super Freak, I always thought was kind of a freaky song. I mean, you know, I think that's part of what he kind of... like you say, kind of an unkempt prince. Kind of a... Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of... What, Ebony Eyes, Mary Jane? Ebony Eyes, pretty good movie. Pretty good song.
I never found myself liking any of his stuff, frankly.
Well, it was just interesting. I mean, it's something... You know, calling something a super freak was kind of an interesting kind of notion.
Mm. All right, anyway, I don't want to give this guy any more time.
Okay, goodbye.
Than I need to.
Adios, Ricky.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, Rick. La la. All right, so let's talk about the Pope. There's a contrast.
The Pope. Love the Pope.
Yeah,
he's
most
cool,
everybody
cool dude.
Who knows anything about this Pope likes him. Because he's coming to Philadelphia, I think, was it early next month, right?
He's coming to New York next week.
Next week, okay.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, so the people who were promoting the Pope's appearance here... were giving out tickets to see him, and they were free.
Yeah,
they've all been distributed.
Central Park.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
the line Central Park. He's going to do like a motorcade through Central Park.
He's also going to do down at the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm in a lottery because I was a first responder.
Really?
So,
yeah. Well, you can get a ticket. The ones that were given away free
all
are
of
now
are
being
free.
Sold by. The people who are scalping this for $5,000 a ticket.
Goodness.
Well, yesterday, apparently Amazon, there were people who were, they was on Amazon for $200 and Amazon closed it down yesterday.
Really?
Good for Amazon.
Because all of them were free. All the tickets, you can only
get
a free
ticket.
They gave
them away free, but now people are selling them online for $5,000. Is this a scam?
Well, it's not a scam, it's scalping.
Yeah, but I mean, is it really? Think about it. It's sort of...
If you want to go to something bad enough, what are you willing to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question.
Yeah. Yeah, well, $5,000 apparently is the going price. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Think green. Glad to be with you. In western states where uranium is found, 43,153 new uranium mining claims were filed last year alone. 43,000! and a fair measure of them in and around the Grand Canyon. Uranium is both a toxic heavy metal and a source of radiation. Scientists are concerned about mining radioactive materials in tourist-filled state parks. Plus, the Colorado River Aqueduct downflows to some 20 million people in Southern California. Active signs even stand in the Grand Canyon from a closed 1919 uranium mine, still warning visitors not to drink the water or enter because of elevated radiation levels. Irradiating the habitats of the Grand Canyon is like grinding up Stonehenge for the cement.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
American Biker Minute. There are meticulously clean motorcycles. Never seen a bug splat. There are motorcycles unwashed for years. What does a filthy, dirty motorcycle say about the owner's personality? Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. What does a filthy, dirty bug-splattered motorcycles say about the owner's personality? That's a loaded question. According to New York Times, people with filthy desks and perhaps vehicles like a motorcycle are prone to unhealthy eating and lifestyle habits, maybe in the long run leading to a higher rate of mortality. Caveat, those in messy spaces generated significantly more creative ideas over the worker bees with neatly stacked piles of paper. This definitely transfers to motorcycle shops. Your best board to the open road on two wheels.